Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 18th and the whole week ahead. Well, as the sun now moves into your seventh house of relationships, that's precisely what the next 4 weeks are all about. You and someone else. Now, if you're already with somebody, this can mean confirmation of a partnership. So it's a business deal where you connect, or it can be a marriage, civil partnership, or just a commitment to someone. And if you're on your own, then this is the perfect aspect to find someone new. Here's your Sunday stars. The moon squaring Neptune today can cause a little bit of confusion around, doesn't allow for clear thinking. And if you've got a problem at all with this aspect, it means that you're not thinking properly. Perhaps not the best day to make choices and decisions, but nonetheless, with the sun now in your seventh house, in the end, everything will come to light, just not today. Here's your Monday stars. Now, this is the perfect aspect for any Virgo who wants to make choices and decisions when it comes to career and ambitions. It's a very, very good aspect indeed, but it's linked to home and family affairs. So it's where you live, it's where you locate yourself, where you hang your hat, because if you're in the right place where you're living, this can open up many opportunities with your work. Here's your Tuesday stars. The position of Mercury, your ruler today, is really, really excellent in so many ways. Good for employment and business, especially if you're looking for a new opening or new opportunities. So looking online or putting the word out there or listening to what's happening on the ground, this is a great time for you to get extra work, private work, freelance, whatever you want. But it's all about connecting with others first. Here's your Wednesday stars. Bit of a difficult aspect today between Mars and Pluto. That's an understatement, actually, but it doesn't affect you totally. But it may affect the people that you spend time with. So you need to be very careful and keep your wits about you that somebody is all they appear to be. The trouble with Mars and Pluto is that they can play games, subliminal games, psychological games, and you need to steer clear of anybody that you know is up to no good. Here's your Thursday stars. Lovely Mercury-Saturn aspect is great. This is good for a number of things. Could be good for health and medical concerns and matters, but also excellent for employment and business concerns too. In fact, cross the word concern out, because with Mercury and Saturn around, this can be solving a business or employment issue. So if there's something that you need to deal with, go to the right people. This is sensible planning and conversation. Here's your Friday stars. When you get the Moon and Venus together, there is always a lull when it comes to problems and difficulties. It's a passive aspect. And so therefore, this is about love and the arts and music. There's that old saying, if music be the food of love, play on. And that's precisely what this aspect is all about. Enjoying the finer things of life. And also people who are a little bit more genteel and a cut above the rest.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.